I ask that you open your Bibles tonight to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. We will be looking at verses 40 through 45. We will finally finish chapter 1. Chapter 1 of Mark is a pretty long chapter, and we will complete it tonight. Also, I'll tell you this, Sunday I'll be doing the Sunday school, and when I teach the Sunday school, I'll be starting something new this Sunday on the prophet Amos. We'll start looking at Amos, and one of my favorite Old Testament books, and a book that, while it was toward unbelieving Israel many thousands of years ago, my friends, it speaks to us today, I believe, and so I'm excited about that. And so if you get a chance, read through the book of Amos. It's a short book, 9 chapters. But tonight we're looking at Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. You know, something that's greatly needed in our world today, I really think, is compassion. True compassion for others. I think it's lacking. You know, compassion means to show sympathy, empathy toward others, a concern for others. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines this as a sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it. That is, alleviate their hurt or whatever they're going through. And so in our text tonight, we're going to read an example of Jesus' compassion. So, and before we read the word, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, speak to us tonight through your word. And dear God, help me, your unworthy servant, as I read it, and that I will, Lord, faithfully proclaim it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Beginning in verse 40 of Mark chapter 1, we read, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See that thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter." In verses 35 through 37, which we looked at the last time we were in Mark, we saw that Jesus, he stepped aside in verse 35 that evening, that morning, he got up and he prayed, and he spent some time in praying, and the disciple Simon says, "Look, everybody's looking for you." They couldn't quite understand where he was at, why he was doing this, but Jesus knew he had to get away, and we all need to get away at times to spend time with the Lord in prayer. But then in verses 38 and 39, we read, "And he said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout Galilee, and cast out devils." And that leads us to verse 40, which begins our text tonight, that when he was out there doing this, preaching, casting out devils, a leper comes to him. And what do we read here? He was beseeching him, or as the New King James says, imploring him, kneeling down to him, saying, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." if you will, you can make me clean. This is a man with leprosy, Mark states. Luke's account of this in Luke 5:12, I'm not going there, but says he was full of leprosy, or he's just covered with sores. He's covered with this skin disease all over. The implication is from Luke's gospel. So this man, he didn't just have a little, you know, just a little acne like on him. He was just covered with this. Probably looked horrible, horrific. It's all over him. And the man is pleading to be healed of this disease that torments him. And he believes that Jesus can heal him of this disease. Now, what was Jesus' response? Well, it tells us here in verse 41 that Jesus moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. Throughout the Gospels, we see that Jesus is compassionate. I think sometimes we forget that. Sometimes even us in the Reformed world forget to emphasize the compassionate Jesus. That Jesus, we see a compassionate Jesus, a compassionate God toward sinners. Matthew chapter 9, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, if you'll turn there with me, I just want to show you a few places in three of these Gospels where we see the compassionate Jesus. He says in verse 36 of Matthew chapter 9, says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd." He saw the lost. He saw these unconverted people around him, Jesus did. And what does it say? He was moved with compassion. They fainted. They were tired. They were like sheep having no shepherd. Do you see people like that today that you and I encounter? I guarantee you do. All around us. They are lost, like sheep, without a shepherd. Oh, we can learn from Jesus. Have compassion on them. Look with them on compassion, with compassion. They may be full of hate. They may be doing ungodly things. But we should look with them on compassion, with compassion, excuse me. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, Jesus getting near to the end of his ministry. In verse 37, Jesus, both, you almost get a rebuke and a lament here that Jesus states. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, you're the one who kills the prophets." God sent prophet after prophet. You can read the Old Testament. And what did they do? They persecuted the prophets. They killed the prophets. Over and over again, Jerusalem rejected the prophets. He says, "I would have gathered you like a mother hen gathering up chicks, but you would not." You can sense both the rebuke here and compassion in Jesus' voice here in Matthew 23. In Mark chapter 10, which we will look at probably later on this year or next year in more detail, but we're going to hit on tonight, just briefly, a rich young ruler comes to Jesus who was in love with his riches. And notice what it says Jesus did in verse 21. Then Jesus beholding him, loved him and said to him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me. This man was holding on to his riches. He loved his riches. He says, oh, I keep the law. He didn't understand. He didn't. But he was sad and he grieved and because he had great possessions, verse 22 states. But what you see here is it says Jesus loved him. He beholding him, loved him. Oh, how we should love the lost. Love those who are without Christ. And how often do we fail in that area, my friends? In Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 12 and 13, we read of a woman who... that's not the right verse, I think. Well, let's go to... that's not the right verse. Let's go to Luke chapter 19. But it was a woman who had lost her, wherever that verse is at that I wrote down wrong. Jesus had compassion on her who had lost her son. And in Luke chapter 19, when Jesus was entering Jerusalem, and I know I've read this before, probably a few months ago. We often call this Palm Sunday. So what does it say? And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. And you can read later on the rest of the lament where Jesus prophesies of Jerusalem's destruction because they knew not the time of their visitation. What we see in all these passages is not an unfeeling or distant God, my friends. You know, there was a song, when was it, back in the 90s? What if God was one of us? Well, God did become one of us. That's the thing about it. You don't have to ask that question. What if God became? He did. He's not, you know, what was that? Is another song, sometimes these people that God is watching us from a distance. Was it Bette Midler sang that song back in the 80s, 90s? Terrible song. God's not watching us from a distance, my friends. That's not the God of the Bible. We don't see a distant, unfeeling God, but a loving God who looks on and loves sinners. Going back to Mark chapter 1 and verse 41, notice that when Jesus was moved with compassion, you might overlook this if you're not careful, but it says Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Why is this significant? Exactly. This man was a leper. He was unclean. Under the law, you weren't supposed to do that because if you touched him, you would become unclean. And you can read that in Leviticus chapter 5, Numbers 5. But Jesus, perfect God and perfect man, reaches and touches the sinner. And notice in verse 42 of Mark 1, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him. It wasn't a gradual departing. It left him as soon as Jesus spoke the words, "Be thou clean." He was clean. And speaking on that, you know, Jesus touching the man and speaking, McLaurin's exposition of the Gospel of Mark, he states that Mark delights to dwell on Jesus' touch. Mark 1:31, that's when Jesus, he took the hand of Peter's mother-in-law, healed her. Here in Luke, Mark 1:41. Later on in Mark 5:41, he touches the head of a dead child and raises him. And later on, sick folk in Mark 6:5, he touches. And you see, he healed a blind man by touching him in Mark 8:34. And this is showing, he's showing, Mark is, that unlike these religious leaders who looked down on these people, who didn't want to be around them, Jesus came and he touched them. And from him, he didn't get unclean. He spread his cleanliness to them and cleaned them. Jesus is not distant or afraid to touch the unclean. But he does it over and over and over again here in the Gospel of Mark. God incarnate dwelt among us, walked among us, and poured out his love and compassion to sinners. And guess what? He still is doing that. Romans 5:8 states that God commendeth his love towards sinners. While we were yet sinners, God commendeth his love toward. I'm butchering that up. Let me read that. Don't want to butcher up scripture here. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Because you can't make it up. The world's idea of salvation and reaching God is just that, reaching God. Climbing that ladder, trying to get to heaven, building a tower, trying to do my best. But your best is not enough. You're not enough. But Jesus is. And he reaches down and does what we can't. He, my friends, reaches down to a lost creation. The world today needs, my friends, compassion. It needs it. John 3:16, the most famous passage in probably in the whole Bible, and reminds us, for God so loved the world. In Luke 6:27-36, Jesus gives us these words for us that we should remind ourselves, and I need to remind myself every day, because we're around lost people. We deal with lost people, all of us do, who need Christ. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 6:27, what did Jesus say? But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy cloak also. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners, to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. We're called to be a compassionate people, to follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, who saved us. Jesus tells us to love those who not love us back. And look, these are some hard words. Don't get me wrong. So those are some hard words. You know why? Because our flesh fights against every one of them. Because we like to hit back, to hate our enemies, to be angry at them, to get revenge. Jesus says that's not his way. Be merciful as your Father also is merciful. Just as God the Father is merciful and compassionate, so should we be merciful and compassionate to sinners. This is something that we as God's people, we as the church, should always remind ourselves, my friends. Now going back to Mark again, after Jesus heals this man, in verses 43 and 44, Jesus told the man to do as the law prescribes. Go to the priest and present an offering unto him. Now, you can read about this in Leviticus 14. I'm not going to go to Leviticus 14, but go to the priest. Show yourself that he may declare you unclean. This would be a testimony to the priest that the disease was cured, and it would give a strong witness to that priesthood in Jerusalem that Jesus is the Christ. And he's not against the law. Remember, this is still Jesus. This is still during the time, we're not in the New Testament. I know we're in the New Testament, but Jesus was careful. He was still following the law here, folks. He says, go and do what the law prescribes. But what did this man do? Well, he did what probably a lot of us would do. He got overexcited. He began to publish it, tell everybody about it, so much so that it actually, while he may have been well-meant, he wanted everybody to see that he was healed, it actually hindered Jesus' ministry. But, you know, we should always do what Jesus does. And I know Jesus, being God Almighty, God in the flesh, knew all things that happened. But he showed compassion on this man. He was a product of God's grace and compassion to sinners, just like every one of us who are Christians are. And I want you to ask yourself tonight, who do you know personally? Maybe it's somebody that you know. You may not necessarily, look, they may not necessarily be a close friend of yours, but you see them and you know, you may think that person needs compassion. They need the Lord's compassion. Pray for them. Maybe pray for the Lord to open up a door for you to show compassion on them. Maybe you know someone going through a hard time. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they're lost. It's an opportunity for you to show compassion, the compassion of Christ. Ask God how you can show His love and compassion to others. And also this, maybe you're here tonight. Maybe you feel, Lord, I'm down. I don't feel as close to you. I need your compassion. There's things that's going on that I just need that compassion from you because I just feel distant. Well, look, I want to just give you a little exercise to close out. You don't have to do it here tonight, but maybe in your prayer time. And what I'm about to tell you is not something I came up with. It's something I read about, and it's in 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. And remind yourself this. If you're feeling distant from God, you feel like, Lord, I just have had a rough day. I'm going through some rough times. Things didn't go well at work, or it could be a lot of things. Read these few verses of Scripture. Apply them to yourself. Peter states in 1 Peter 5, 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. You'll notice back in Mark that this leper humbled himself before Jesus. He fell down before him, beseeching Jesus, Lord, if you're willing, heal me. Heal me. He believed Jesus could heal him. My friends, there's times, well, not times, we need to do this every day. Humble ourselves before Jesus. Confess your sins to Him. Admit your helplessness. Admit there's things that you can't do without Him. And then in verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You got problems? Yes, you do. I do too. We all got problems. And unfortunately, sometimes you might be like me. I just like to carry them around and cast them on myself. That's not what you're supposed to do. It'd be good to read this scripture, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And then go into prayer, says, Lord, I want to cast every one of these problems that I have right now and name them out to Him. Name every one of them out. Cast them out. Say, Lord, I'm entrusting. I need your help. I can't do it. Be like the leper, my friends, in Mark. And say, Lord, I cast them upon you. Whatever's bothering you, whatever's troubling you. And then close out. And this is something I did. Close out with verses 8 and 9. A warning to yourself. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're not alone in our struggle with the devil. Peter's reminding us here, be sober, be alert. The devil's never passive. He's always on the attack. Resist him in the faith. And encourage yourself, knowing that there's all of us, his brothers and sisters in Christ, are in this struggle. And trust God in His mercy and His compassion for all your problems and all your troubles. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You that You are compassionate to us. Lord, we as humans are sometimes, Lord, many times, we're full of evil. We're full of, Lord, You can just see what's going on throughout the world, in Ukraine, in the Middle East. We're full of war and killing, Lord, not showing mercy to others. But, oh, we're thankful, Lord, that we have a compassionate God who looks down on us. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us this night. Help us, Lord, to always, to never, Lord, bear our own problems, but to cast them upon You. For You care for us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And help us to daily trust the mercy of God and His compassion, and to show this compassion and love to others around us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.